I'm Adrian Sala, and you're listening to Wikisleep. Before we begin, I wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you to everyone who has taken the time to access the beta version of the Wikisleep app. The app itself is being finalized in the Apple and Google Play stores and will be available in the coming weeks for everyone to enjoy. If you'd like to receive an update for when it's ready, please visit wikisleep.com and add your name to the list. Tonight, we're going to explore the interesting history of one of the most famous buildings ever built, the Roman Colosseum. The Roman Colosseum is an amphitheater located in the center of the city of Rome, Italy, just east of the Roman Forum, and has stood for over 2,000 years. It is the largest amphitheater ever built, and is still the largest standing amphitheater in the world today, despite its age. The site chosen for the Colosseum was a flat area on the floor of a low valley between the Salian, Esquiline, and Palatine hills, through which a stream ran. Prior to the building of the Colosseum, the area was densely inhabited, but was devastated by the Great Fire of Rome in 64 AD. Following the fire, Emperor Nero seized much of the area to add to his personal domain. He built a grandiose Domus Aurea on the site, in front of which he created an artificial lake surrounded by pavilions, gardens, and porticos. The existing Aqua Claudia Aqueduct was extended to supply water to the area, and a gigantic bronze colossus of Nero was sent up nearby at the entrance. Following Nero's death and the very brief reigns of Galba, Otho, and Vitellius, Emperor Vespasian commenced with building a large amphitheater on the grounds where Nero had built his Domus Aurea. The lake was filled in and construction began. Vespasian's decision to build the Colosseum on the site of Nero's lake can be seen as a populist gesture of returning to the people an area of the city which Nero had appropriated for his own use. In contrast to many other amphitheaters, which were on the outskirts of a city, the Colosseum was constructed in the city center, in effect, placing it both symbolically and precisely at the heart of Rome. Construction for the Colosseum was funded by the opulent spoils taken from the Jewish temple after the First Jewish-Roman War. According to an inscription found on the site, the Emperor Vespasian ordered this new amphitheater to be erected from his general's share of the booty. It is assumed that Jewish prisoners of war were brought back to Rome and contributed to the massive workforce needed for the construction of the amphitheater. Along with this free source of unskilled labor, teams of professional Roman builders, engineers, artists, painters, and decorators undertook the more specialized tasks necessary for building the Colosseum. It was constructed with several different materials: wood, limestone, tuff, tiles, cement, and mortar. Construction began around the year 70 AD, and by the time of Vespasian's death in 79, the Colosseum had been completed up to its third story. The top level was finished by his son Titus the following year, and the inaugural games were held in 80 or 81. Commemorative coinage was issued celebrating its inauguration. Unlike other Roman theaters that were built into hillsides, the Colosseum is an entirely freestanding structure. It derives its basic exterior and interior architecture from that of two theaters back to back. The outer wall is estimated to have required over 3.5 million cubic feet of travertine stone, which were set without mortar and held together by 300 tons of iron clamps. Unfortunately, the Colosseum has suffered extensive damage over the centuries, with large segments having collapsed following earthquakes. The north side of the perimeter wall is still standing, but the remainder of the present-day exterior is in fact the original interior wall. The surviving part of the outer wall's monumental facade comprises three superposed stories surmounted by a podium on which stands a tall attic. The arcades are framed by half columns of the Doric, Ionic, and Corinthian orders, while the attic is decorated with Corinthian pilasters. Each of the arches in the second and third floor arcades frames statues, probably honoring divinities and other figures from classical mythology. ...240 massed corbels were positioned around the top of the attic. They originally supported a retractable awning known as the velarium that kept the sun and rain off spectators. This consisted of a canvas-covered net-like structure made of ropes with a hole in the center. It covered two-thirds of the arena and sloped down toward the center to catch the wind and provide a breeze for the audience. Sailors enlisted from the Roman naval headquarters were used to work the velarium. The Colosseum's huge crowd capacity made it essential that the venue could be filled or evacuated quickly. Its architects adopted solutions very similar to those used in modern stadiums to deal with the same problem. It was ringed by 80 entrances at ground level, 76 of which were used by ordinary spectators. Each entrance and exit was numbered, as was each staircase. The northern main entrance was reserved for the Roman Emperor and his aides, while the other three axial entrances were most likely used by the elite. Many of the original outer entrances have disappeared with the collapse of the perimeter wall, but entrances 23 to 54 still survive. Spectators were given tickets in the form of numbered pottery shards, which directed them to the appropriate section and row. They accessed their seats via vomitorium, passageways that opened into a tier of seats from below or behind. These quickly dispersed people into their seats and, upon conclusion of the event or an emergency evacuation, could permit their exit within only a few minutes. The name vomitoria derived from the Latin word for rapid discharge, from which English derives the word vomit. According to the Codex Calendar of 354, the Colosseum could accommodate about 87,000 people, although modern estimates put the figure at around 50,000. Spectators were seated in a tiered arrangement that reflected the rigidly stratified nature of Roman society. Special boxes were provided at the north and south ends, respectively, for the Emperor and the Vestal Virgins, providing the best views of the arena. Flanking them at the same level was a broad platform or podium for the senatorial class, who were allowed to bring their own chairs. The names of some 5th century senators can still be seen carved into the stonework, presumably reserving their areas for use. The tier above the senators was occupied by the non-senatorial noble class, or knights. The next level up was originally reserved for plebeians, ordinary Roman citizens, and was divided into two sections. The lower part was for wealthy citizens, while the upper part was for poor citizens. Specific sectors were provided for other social groups, for instance, boys with their tutors, soldiers on leave, foreign dignitaries, scribes, heralds, priests, and more. Another level was added at the very top of the building during the reign of Domitian. This comprised a gallery for the common poor, slaves, and women. It would have been either standing room only, or would have had very steep wooden benches. Some groups were banned altogether from the Colosseum, notably gravediggers, actors, and former gladiators. The arena itself was 272 feet by 157 feet. It comprised a wooden floor covered by sand, which covered an elaborate underground structure called the hypogeum, literally meaning underground. The Hippogeum was not part of the original construction, but was ordered to be built by Emperor Domitian. Little remains of the original arena floor, but the Hippogeum is clearly visible. It consisted of a two-level subterranean network of tunnels and cages beneath the arena where gladiators and animals were held before contests began. Eighty vertical shafts provided instant access to the arena for caged animals and scenery pieces concealed underneath. Larger hinged platforms provided access for elephants and other large animals. It was connected by tunnels to a number of points outside the Colosseum. Animals and performers were brought through the tunnel from nearby stables, with the gladiator's barracks and the Ludus Magnus to the east also being connected by the tunnels. Substantial quantities of machinery also existed in the Hippogeum. Elevators and pulleys raised and lowered scenery and props, as well as lifted caged animals to the surface for release. There was also evidence of the existence of major hydraulic mechanisms, and according to ancient accounts, it was possible to flood the arena rapidly, presumably via connection to a nearby aqueduct. However, the construction of the Hippogeum at Domitian's behest put an end to the practice of flooding, and thus also to naval battle early in the Colosseum's existence. The Colosseum and its activities supported a substantial industry in the area. In addition to the amphitheater itself, many other buildings nearby were linked to the games. Immediately to the east is the remains of the Ludus Magnus, a training school for gladiators. This was connected to the Colosseum by an underground passage to allow easy access for the gladiators. The Ludus Magnus had its own miniature training area, which was itself a popular attraction for Roman spectators. Other training schools were in the same area, including the Morning School, where fighters of animals were trained, plus the Dacian and Gallic schools. Also nearby were the Armamentarium, comprising an armory to store weapons, the Summum Chirurgium, where machinery was stored, the Sanitarium, which had facilities to treat wounded gladiators, and the Spoliarium, where bodies of dead gladiators were stripped of their armor and disposed of. The Colosseum was used to host gladiatorial shows as well as a variety of other events. The shows were always given by private individuals rather than by the state. They had a strong religious element, but were also demonstrations of power and family prestige, and were immensely popular with the citizens of Rome. A popular type of show held at the Colosseum was the animal hunt, or Venatio. This included a great variety of wild beasts, mainly imported from Africa and the Middle East, and included creatures such as rhinoceroses, hippopotamuses, elephants, giraffes, oryx, wisents, Barbary lions, panthers, leopards, bears, Caspian tigers, crocodiles, and ostriches. Battles and hunts were often staged amid elaborate sets with movable trees and buildings. Many of these events were massive in scale. Trajan is said to have celebrated his victories in Dacia in 107, with contests involving 11,000 animals and 10,000 gladiators over the course of 123 days. During lunch intervals, events called executions ad bestias would be staged, in which those condemned to death would be sent into the arena, naked and unarmed, to face the beasts of death, which would literally tear them to pieces. During the early days of the Colosseum, ancient writers recorded that the building was used for simulated sea battles. Accounts of the inaugural games held by Titus in AD 80 describe it being filled with water for a display of specially trained swimming horses and bulls. Silvae, or recreations of nature scenes, were also held in the arena. Painters, technicians, and architects would construct a simulation of a forest with real trees and bushes planted in the arena's floor, and animals would then be introduced. Such scenes might be used simply to display a natural environment for the urban population, or could otherwise be used as the backdrop for hunts or dramas depicting episodes from mythology. They were also occasionally used for executions, in which the hero of the story, played by a condemned person, was killed in one of the various gruesome but mythologically authentic ways, such as being mauled by beasts or burned to death. In the year 217, the Colosseum was badly damaged by a major fire, expected to have been caused by lightning, which destroyed the wooden upper levels of its interior. It wasn't fully repaired until about the year 240, and it underwent further repairs in 250 and again in 320, although it remained in use throughout. Emperor Honorius banned the practice of gladiator fights in 399, however, fights are last recorded around 435. More work followed in 484 and 508, and the arena continued to be used for contests well into the 6th century. The Colosseum is generally regarded by Christians as a site of the martyrdom of large numbers of believers during the persecution of Christians in the Roman Empire, as evidenced by church history and tradition. However, many scholars believe that the majority of martyrdoms may have occurred at other venues within the city of Rome rather than at the Colosseum. These scholars assert that some Christians were executed as common criminals in the Colosseum, their crime being refusal to reverence the Roman gods, but most were executed for their faith at the Circus Maximus. By the Middle Ages, the Colosseum was no longer regarded as an important monument and was used as what some sources call a quarry, which is to say that stones were taken from it for the building of other sacred sites. The arena was also converted into a cemetery. The numerous vaulted spaces in the arcades under the seating were converted into housing and workshops, and are recorded as still being rented out as late as the 12th century. Around 1200, the Frangipani family took over the Colosseum and fortified it, apparently using it as a castle. Severe damage was inflicted on the Colosseum by the Great Earthquake in 1349, causing the outer south side, lying on less stable alluvial terrain, to collapse. Much of the tumbled stone was reused to build palaces, churches, hospitals, and other buildings elsewhere in Rome. The iron clamps that held the stonework together were pried or hacked out of the walls, leaving numerous pockmarks, which still scar the building today. A religious order moved into the northern third of the Colosseum in the mid-14th century and continued to inhabit it until as late as the early 19th century. During the 16th and 17th centuries, church officials sought a productive role for the Colosseum. Pope Sixtus V planned to turn the building into a wool factory to provide employment for Rome's sex workers, though this proposal fell through following his death. In 1671, Cardinal Altieri authorized its use for bullfights, but a public outcry caused the idea to be hastily abandoned. In 1749, Pope Benedict XIV endorsed the view that the Colosseum was a sacred site. He forbade the use of the Colosseum as a quarry and consecrated the building to the Passion of Christ and installed Stations of the Cross, declaring it sanctified by the blood of the Christian martyrs who perished there. Later popes initiated various stabilization and restoration projects, removing the extensive vegetation which had overgrown the structure and threatened to damage it further. The facade was reinforced with triangular brick wedges in 1807 and 1827, and the interior was repaired in 1831 and in the 1930s. The arena substructure was partly excavated between 1810 and 1814, and again in 1874, then was fully exposed under Benito Mussolini in the 1930s. In recent years, the Colosseum has become a symbol of the international campaign against capital punishment, which was abolished in Italy in 1948. Several anti-death penalty demonstrations took place in front of the Colosseum in 2000. Since that time, as a gesture against the death penalty, the local authorities of Rome changed the color of the Colosseum's nighttime illumination from white to gold whenever a person condemned to death anywhere in the world gets their sentence commuted or is released, or if a jurisdiction abolishes the death penalty. For example, the Colosseum was illuminated in gold in November 2012, following the abolishment of capital punishment in the American state of Connecticut. Due to the ruined state of the interior, it is impractical to use the Colosseum to host large events, as only a few hundred spectators can be accommodated in temporary seating. Much larger concerts have been held just outside, using the Colosseum as a backdrop. Performers who have played there in recent years have included Paul McCartney, Elton John, and Billy Joel. The Colosseum is today one of Rome's most popular tourist attractions, receiving millions of visitors annually. It remains a favorite historical site for many people around the world who are fascinated by the rich, often gruesome history, and for all the various important figures, citizens, and condemned people who played a role in the compelling story of this unique building.